So we're continuing with our Louisa and the Beatrics of All Divine Life, Part 1. And we are at the end of page 13. This is volume 24, 924, 1928. Jesus begins in speaking to Louisa. And since the knowledge of my divine will, the possession of its kingdom, is not an individual good, but a general one, in order for God to have this, for us to obtain it, I, Jesus, have you, Louisa, pray for everyone, in the name of everyone, and of each thought, each word, each act, so that you may form the right in our divine paternity, that everyone may receive the kingdom of the fiat, of our fiat, as well as the dispositions within them to be able to possess this kingdom of God. So here, Jesus is saying, he's talking about the book of heaven. Since the knowledge of my divine will, the possession of its kingdom, is not just for you alone, Louisa, but it's for everyone. It's a general one. It's for all mankind. And so therefore, in order to obtain this, for us to have it and for God to have his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, I, Jesus, have you, Louisa, pray for everyone, in the name of everyone, and of each thought, each act, each word of every soul, so that you, Louisa, may form the right of our divine paternity. See, everything is found in Louisa. So when people say, well, I'm doing my acts, I'm doing my rounds, I'm reading my volumes, it's like, what? Read what Jesus says. He says, this knowledge, this possession is for everyone. So therefore, the one to whom I, God, have given this to, Louisa Picaretta, you, Louisa, you must pray for everyone. You must pray in the name of everyone, that every thought of every human, every word of every human, every act of every human, they, through all of what they are doing, you, Louisa, may form the right of God's divine paternity over mankind, that God's kingdom be established, that everyone, because of you, Louisa, everyone then receive the kingdom of our fiat. Okay, so Louisa, you even have to do the dispositions of souls. Redo the disposition. Most people don't have the disposition of the divine will. They really don't. We don't. We know how important this is, and yet we find ourselves doing other things rather than focusing on this gift, learning daily what this gift is about. Remember, Louisa was in bed for 64 years studying this. This was her life. And so Jesus says to her, she says, you even have to redo the dispositions of every human being so that they will be able to possess this gift. Right now, we do not possess this gift. We are, strive for it and then we fail. We strive for it and then we fail. We strive for it and then we fail. And the reason is because we don't possess this fully. He says, when I find the souls that want this more than anything, I will give it to the world. And that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for individuals, that's you and me, to begin to love this so much, to know this so well, to go to Louisa so much that even our dispositions are changed, so that they become what Louisa possessed. That was the disposition of Jesus, the disposition of Mary. This is why she's called the firstborn, the newborn. So he says this, he shows us even more. He says, so the Blessed Mother, the Queen of Heaven, this is what she did to impetrate the kingdom of redemption. Our Lady had a prayer. The Blessed Mother had a sigh, an act for everyone and for each one. Our Lady let no one escape her. And by this, the Blessed Mother gave to each soul the right to be able to receive the Redeemer. And then he says this, and so did I, Jesus. I did this to redeem them. I gave them the right to be able to receive me as their Redeemer. And then he says this, and this is important for us to understand. And so I, God, now want you, Louisa, to do this so that the kingdom of my divine will come on earth as it is in heaven. Do you see the importance of Louisa? Without Louisa, this could not happen. It had to come through a human. And God chose this little newborn, Louisa Picaretta, this firstborn, Louisa Picaretta, to possess this gift. Now, as we get close to Louisa, as we learn to put into practice these truths that Louisa was given by Jesus and Mary, what happens at that point is, little by little, what's happening is our dispositions are changing. Now, again, it's up to us, 30, 60, or 100-fold, whatever we're working for. But we go to Louisa to bring this about. And it's not for Louisa's sake. It's because this is what Jesus wants. This is what Mary wants. Volume 25, 11, 14, 19, 28. After this, my lovable Jesus made himself seen as a tiny little child who, throwing his arms around my neck, told me, "My mama, my mama." See, Louisa becomes our third mama. We have our natural mother. We have Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, as our mother, mother of all mankind. And now for the little children of the Holy Divine Will, we have little Louisa. Jesus shows us this. He throws his arms around Louisa's neck and says, "My mama, my mama." Are we doing this with Louisa? And again, you're not going against the Blessed Mother. You have Mother Angelica. You have Mother Gabrielli. You know, our Lord gives us other mothers. You have, the Fathers, the Holy Father. You know, it's to look at Louisa as our third mother. And, every day at Holy Mass when I pray, I make sure, especially during Holy Communion, that I go to the Blessed Mother. I go to Louisa, my little new mama of the Divine Will. And I go to my own mother. And I ask that they share with me this great gift of the Divine Will as I receive Holy Communion, as Jesus received Holy Communion. So in the name of everyone and everything, they will help me do what Louisa did. So again, my mama, my mama. If you're not calling Louisa Mama Louisa, little Mama Louisa, you're not listening to Jesus. I know that might be hard for certain people. It was hard for the Protestants to hear what St. Louis de Montfort said to Jesus through Mary. The Protestants say, "I don't need the Blessed Mother. I don't need her. I go to Jesus directly." But St. Louis de Montfort shows us very clearly this is how Jesus has done it. To go to Jesus more perfectly is to go to her through the Blessed Mother, to Jesus through Mary. Now, Jesus is teaching us how to come to Jesus and Mary more perfectly, the new Adam and the new Eve, and it's through the little newborn, Louisa Picaretta, my little mama, Louisa. The one who, listen to this, does my divine will becomes mother. Jesus said that in Scripture. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? It's the ones who do the will of the Father. My divine fiat embellishes Louisa for me. My divine fiat transforms Louisa for me. My divine fiat renders Louisa fecund for me in such a way as to give to Louisa all the divine qualities of Jesus and Mary in order to be a true mother. See, it's not just doing the will of God, but the divine qualities are living in the will of God. That's what Jesus is waiting for. Are you living in the will of God? Is this your everything? Or have you made the divine will a devotion? Devotions are easy. You get them done, and then you do what you want. No, to live in the divine will, it's to enter into this divine fiat, to receive all the divine qualities of Jesus and those that were given to the Blessed Mother. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And I keep forming this mother, Mary, excuse me, this mother, Louisa, with the reflections of the Son, S-U-N, of my divine will. And I, God, glory, and I, God, take so much pleasure in calling Louisa my mama, my mama. Do we take pleasure in calling little Louisa my mama, my little mama? And not only do I choose Louisa as my mother, but I, God, call many more tiny little ones to give them my mother, Louisa, my little mama Louisa, as their own mother. See, he's calling us to recognize this. Little mama Louisa, you're the one that possesses this gift. You're the first human that possesses this gift in the way that God has given it to you, Louisa. It's much more than what God gave to Adam. And now Jesus says, I want you to be nurtured by this mother, this little mama Louisa. I want you to be fed by this little mama Louisa. Are we happy because of this? And I call, Jesus says, I, God, call many more little tiny little ones to give them my little mama Louisa as their own mama. And while he was saying this, he showed me many little boys and many little girls around me. And the child Jesus said to them, this, here, Louisa, is my mother. Louisa is your mama. Do we believe this? If we believe this, then we have to begin to echo what Louisa says, what Jesus says to Louisa. And echoing what Jesus says to Louisa is, you are my little mama. Go to Louisa with great confidence. Her prayers are very powerful. You think the prayers of the saints are powerful? You haven't seen anything yet. The miracles that are going to come through Louisa are going to astonish the world. The miracles that are going to come are so amazing. Jesus says they are unheard of. They're prodigies never before seen. Those are the words of Jesus. This is my mother, Louisa. This is my little mama, Louisa. And the little ones made feasts and drew all around me together with Jesus. And Jesus added, these little ones, you, Louisa, you see, are no other than the first cohort of the children of my divine volition. The first cohort of the children of the divine will are those that recognize Louisa as their mama, their little mama. I mean, how great is our God? He gives us three little mamas. Our own mother, Louisa, and the Queen of Heaven and Earth, Mary. And in it, Jesus says, all shall be little. See, that's exactly what Father Bucci says. You want to live in the divine will? Be little, hidden, and insignificant. You don't pat yourself on the back saying, oh, I'm living in the divine will. No. It's how great our God is that He would choose this little nothing to be His everything. And we link ourselves with this divine life of divine qualities that Jesus and Mary have given to Louisa. These little ones you see, Louisa, are no other than the first cohort of the children of my divine volition. We want, and we pray that, I want to be the first cohort of the children of your divine will, Lord. I want to be one of these. I beg you. Why? Because this is what you want. I want it as well. See, this is what I mean when you have to prove it to Jesus. When Jesus says something to Louisa, we respond to Jesus. Yes, Lord, you gave this to Louisa. I want this as well. In the divine will, all shall be little, because my divine will has the virtue of preserving them fresh and beautiful, just as they came out of our creative hands. This is what it means to be reborn. This is what God is looking for, to be little, insignificant, and hidden. You go to your room, you close the door, and you pray. Your family doesn't want the divine will. Your neighbors don't want the divine will. This gift was given to you. And Jesus is saying, are you treasuring it? Are you going to your room, closing the door in a hidden way, in a little way, you know, and entering into this gift, echoing what Jesus says to Louisa? And since the divine will called your littleness to live in the divine will, it is right that as the first one, Louisa Picaretta, you be the tiny little mama of the tiny little children of the divine will. What a title that God has given to her. We want you, Louisa, to be the tiny little, not the queen of heaven and earth like the Blessed Mother of all mankind, but you, Louisa, are the tiny little mother of the little children of the holy divine will. It's very few. Most don't want this. Which Jesus says, I think that's why he said on the cross, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. Here we have the book of heaven, the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. And we have the first one, the newborn, Louisa Picaretta, as our tiny little mama, because we are the tiny little children of the divine will. Again, it's not to pat ourselves on the back. It's to look at God and say, glory to God in the highest. It's to look at God and to praise Him and to glorify Him and to worship Him, to love Him the way Louisa loves Him, the way the Blessed Mother loves Him. That's what Louisa possesses. It's the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. Volume 25, 12:2-19:28. You don't know that you, Louisa, are the tabernacle of my divine will. Don't you know this? Don't we know this? Who is the tabernacle of the divine will? It is Louisa Picaretta. Who is the tabernacle of the divine will? Don't you know this? Jesus is saying to us. How many works have I, God, not done in you, Louisa Picaretta? How many graces have I, God, not poured into you, Louisa Picaretta, in order to perform this tabernacle for God? Let's look in the Catholic churches. Who is in that tabernacle? It's Jesus. That tabernacle is for God. Now Jesus is doing something magnificent, never before seen. He's done it in a Blessed Mother. Mary was the tabernacle of Jesus. And now Jesus says, you, Louisa, are the tabernacle of my fiat. See, it's not taking anything away from the Blessed Mother. This is what it means to have Mary triumphant. A child of hers looks like Jesus. A child of her looks like her. And that's what God wants for us. A tabernacle, I could call it, unique in all the world. In fact, as for Eucharistic tabernacles, I have a good number of them. But in this tabernacle of my divine fiat, I do not feel like a prisoner. I, God, possess the endless expanse of my most holy divine will in Louisa. I do not feel alone. I have Louisa, the one who keeps me perennial company. And now I have, I act as a teacher to Louisa, and I give you my celestial lessons. Now I do my outpourings of divine love and divine sorrow. Now I celebrate to the point of amusing myself with you. That's what we would do with little babies. You look at them and you're completely amused by them. How beautiful. How perfect. How holy. How innocent. This is what Jesus is saying about Louisa. I have the one who keeps me perennial company, the first human born of original sin. I have my mother, yes, she is always there. But now I act as a teacher with this book of heaven, and I give you my celestial lessons. And Jesus is saying to us, learn them, study them, put them into practice. Now I will give you my divine outpourings of love, my divine outpourings of sorrow. Now I will celebrate to the point of amusing myself with you. This is why Jesus loves newborn. They're beautiful. And Jesus loves this. He wants to see this in us. He's asking us to become newborn as well. This is what he delights in. He says, as God, he amuses himself. He is so happy. So if I pray, Jesus says, if I suffer, Jesus says, if I cry, Jesus says, if I celebrate, Jesus says, I am never alone. I am. He uses his name as God. I am never alone. I have this little beautiful daughter of my divine will together with me. Luisa Picaretta. Do we have this little daughter of Luisa with us? And then I have the great honor and the most beautiful conquest, and I like the most, which is that the human will is sacrificed for me as much as the footstool of my divine will. This is what Our Lady did. This is what Luisa has done. Have we done this? This is what I mean by put it into practice. Learn this, study this, and then do it. Have we put our human will as a footstool for the divine will? For Jesus? For our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? See, our human will is our misery. Again, what is our human will? When we go to confession, we tell the priest what our human will is all about. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I'm sorry. And I don't want to live like this any longer. I surrender my human will. I put it as a footstool for you, Lord, that I never see it again. And in exchange, I beg you for your most holy divine will. Jesus says this, I could call this tabernacle, Luisa Picaretta, my favorite tabernacle in which I so much delight, that I would not exchange it for the Eucharistic tabernacles, because in them I am alone. The churches are empty. Nobody's there. Our Eucharistic Lord, as he says to the saints, is not loved. Love is not loved. He says, I would not exchange it for the Eucharistic tabernacles because I am alone, nor does the host give me a divine will. As I find in you, Luisa. See, we're saying to Jesus, I no longer want to be in charge. I surrender my human will. I want your holy divine will. Nor does the host give me a divine will as I find in you, Luisa. Such that it bilocates itself. This is the main thing that God does in the divine will. Bilocates itself. While I have it within me, I also find it in you, Luisa. Does Jesus find the divine will in us? Have we surrendered our human will? For Christmas, let's give Jesus our human will as a footstool for him. During Lent, let's give Jesus our human will as a footstool for him. For Easter, let us give Jesus our human will as a footstool. No longer ours. This is what Jesus is looking for. Volume 25, 12, 5, 1928. This is nothing other than a simile of the one who does my divine will and lives in the divine will. And the one, Luisa, who lives in the earth, and the one who lives in the earth of her human will. This is not Luisa. He says this, the first, Luisa, who does the will of God, who lives in the will of God, makes descend not only the Son of my divine will into her soul, but the whole of heaven. See what Jesus is asking of us? Are you willing to surrender your human will, to live in my most holy divine will, that firstly will make descend not only the Son of my divine will, but all of heaven. This is why you are happy when you're reading the book of heaven. Heaven has descended into your soul. 30, 60, 100 fold? What do you want? What do you long for? Therefore, with this Son, Luisa possesses the perennial day, a day that never sets, because the divine light of the divine will has the virtue of putting darkness to flight. Everything that you've been fighting all your life, all the sin of your life, your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, your sin, disappears. It runs away from you. Why? Because Jesus is there. Mary is there in the divine will. Through this little newborn, Luisa. The reflection of the Trinity on earth is within you. You know, it's really funny. We were just reading the other day about, in sacred scripture, Lebanon and Carmel and Sharon. The trees of Lebanon represents Jesus. Carmel represents the Blessed Mother, Mount Carmel. And Jesus says to Luisa, you are my plain. This vast expanse. Jesus, Mary, and Luisa are always in sacred scripture. What happened with the apostles? They left Jerusalem between the mountains of Lebanon, the hills of Lebanon, the trees of Lebanon, and Mount Carmel through the plain of Sharon. Jesus, Mary, and Luisa. We have to begin to understand what Jesus is asking of us. He's asking us to enter into this perennial day, this new day. Remember what Our Lady says, get ready for the new heavens and the new earth. Get ready for the new day. Why do you think Archbishop Piceri gave us the DVD, Dawn of a Mystery? Dawn, it's the beginning of the new day. Dawn of a Mystery, the most beautiful mystery that never sets. A day that never sets. The light that has the virtue of putting darkness to flight. Sin disappears. Sin leaves. God wants us to enter into heaven on earth. That means no more sin. No more sadness. No more sickness. No more death. So the night of the passions, the night of weaknesses, the night of miseries, the night of coldness, the night of temptations cannot be there with this newborn of the divine will, Luisa Picaretta. And with us as well. God is going to perfect us. You have to understand this. This is what the divine will is. And if you say, well, I don't believe that, God says, then you can't have it. I want to give this to you. I want you to work for it. I want you to study this. I want you to put this into practice. Jesus says, and if they wanted to draw near to form the seasons of the soul, this sun beats down its rays, its divine rays, and puts all nights to rush flight. No more darkness. Why do you think St. Padre Pio calls Luisa a second sun? As the sun sets down in the west, a new sun comes up in the east. No more darkness. So he says, the sun beats down its rays and puts all nights, all evils to flight, saying, I am here. That's enough. My seasons are seasons of light, seasons of peace, seasons of happiness, of perennial flowering. It's the new day. It's the spring. This soul, Luisa Picaretta, and the little souls linked to Luisa Picaretta, hopefully that's us, is the bearer of heaven upon earth. Are you the bearer of heaven upon earth? Are you peaceful, joyful, and happy? When your family comes together, do they see the bearer of heaven in their home? This is what it means to put this into practice. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. Jesus and Mary have to be there through little Louisa, the newborn. This is what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live a life that He wanted from the beginning. This is what He gave to Adam, and Adam lost it. So what does God do? He doesn't say, okay, I'm going to give half of what I gave to Adam. No, He doubles, quadruples, He magnifies what He gave to Adam through little Louisa. This is why we say on the eve of Easter, oh, happy fall of Adam. Why are we happy about this? Something more glorious, more beautiful is given to mankind. We have Jesus as our new Adam. We have Mary as our new Eve. We have little Louisa as our little mama. The newborn as our little mama. A newborn as our little mama. Where all that we're going to learn comes from her. We're going to be nurtured by her. We're going to be fed by Louisa. This is why we go to the book of heaven. This is why we respond to Jesus. When Jesus asks Louisa a question, we respond as well. When He says, aren't you happy? You go, yes, yes, yes. There's so much that God wants to give to us. There's so much that God has in store for us. He says that to Louisa. No eye has seen, in Scripture, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. He says to Louisa, prodigies unheard of are going to be given to the earth. Secrets, treasures of the Holy Spirit that the angels don't even know about are going to be given to us. The children of God. But more than that, the little children of the holy divine will. Do you see what God is asking? He's asking us to let go of what we know and to begin to embrace what He wants. This is what the whole book of heaven is all about. And again, like I said, I find a lot of religious far from this. A lot of religious go to their founder or their foundress and they say, I want to live their life. I want to know Jesus the way they knew it. How they lived. I will dress the way they dress. I will pray the way they pray. I will act the way they act. I will follow their rules. Jesus says to Louisa, I want more than that. I want you to follow the way I lived. The way my mother lived. The new Adam and the new Eve. And so I will give to you, Louisa, the way that I God, want it done. Not through the saints. And so when a person says, okay, I want this, God says, good, let me teach you. And when we get to the point where we say, well, that's enough, God says, fine, then that's enough. He will not force us to live this life. He cannot force us to live this life. It's got to be a total and complete surrender so that as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, Louisa teaches us the way Jesus taught her. Don't try to live in the divine will differently than the way Jesus taught Louisa. I know people that have never read volume 1 through volume 10. Oh, I don't need it. You don't need it. He did this for Louisa, and you don't need it. He taught Louisa, but you don't need it. You know, there might be just a little pride there. It's to read this. It's to study this. It's to put this into practice. Look what God's doing. You know, what's coming up is the Christmas novena. And I've heard people say, well, you know, I've done it once. Louisa did it every single day. The whole novena for a whole year. And what was her reward? At Christmas, she was in Bethlehem. And the Blessed Mother put the baby Jesus in her arms. That can happen to you. It's you have to understand, Jesus says, this is not only for you, Louisa, it's for all generations. So right now, we hold the little baby Jesus, and it's a little image of Jesus. But Jesus says, I want to be there. I want you to hold me, Jesus says. That's his humility. But not only as a baby, but I want you to hold me as Our Lady did in the image of the Pietà. I want you to hold me as I was dead, when I was dead. I want you to know how much I love you. I have given you every drop of my blood. Why? So that I can give you sanctification. I can give you now, through the kingdom of redemption, the kingdom of sanctification. That's what he gave to Louisa, and that's what he wants to give to us. You have to become the bearer of heaven on earth. 5:25, 12:29, 28. Therefore, I, God, feel happy in your soul, Louisa, because I am in the midst of my speaking heavens, speaking stars, speaking suns. But my happiness is doubled when you, Louisa, make the sacrifice of writing. Jesus says this to us. I feel happy in your soul because I am in the midst of speaking heavens, speaking stars, speaking suns. But my happiness is doubled when I see you reading these writings. He knows from the beginning of time what you're going to read. He knows the beginning of time what he has planned for you. Because I see that these speakings heavens shall go out, and their word shall form new heavens, and shall bring the life of my divine fiat into the midst of creatures. You see what's happening through Louisa? New heavens, new earths. He says, then shall heaven no longer be foreign to the earth, because these speaking heavens shall form the new celestial family upon earth. That's us. Their word shall place creator and creature in communication. The winds of these knowledges shall place the secret joys, the most holy Trinity, in common. And as the creature becomes the owner of the divine sanctity, of divine happiness, all evils shall disappear. You have to understand, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin. What happens after that? No more death. Do you see what's coming? These winds of these knowledges found in the book of heaven shall place the secret joys and the most holy Trinity in common, one in unity with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as the creature becomes the owner of the divine sanctity, the happiness, all evils then shall disappear, and I, God, shall have the divine joy of seeing the creature happy again, just as he came out of our created hands in the beginning with Adam. Oh, my daughter, look, everything that serves the whole human family in a universal way is always one. On the other hand, the other things that do not serve in a universal way are multiple. He wants us one with him. He comes to us as our food in the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, becoming one with him. But he wants a perennial communion with us, which is found in the divine will. The sky is one, and it extends above the heavens of everyone. The sun is one, and it serves as light for everyone. The water is one, therefore it gives itself to everyone. And even though it seems divided into many fonts, seas, wells, however, from whatever place it descends, it possesses the one single force. The earth is one, and it extends under the feet of everyone. Do you see what's coming? Instead of the world, the flesh, and the devil, is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We become one with God, as God wanted in the beginning. That's why Our Lady of Rome, in Our Lady of Revelation in Rome in 1947, said this very, very clearly. What did it say? It said, I just got distracted. There's a flashing truck outside my house. Our Lady said in 1947, oh, yeah, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. She says, my children are going to live in eternity. They're going to be one with God. And just as the natural order of all creation, so in the supernatural order, God is in the universal being. He is one. And because one is the good of everyone, He gives Himself to everyone. God envelops everyone. He is everywhere. He does good to everyone and is life of everyone. One is the Virgin, and therefore the universal Mother and Queen of all mankind. One is your Jesus, and therefore my redemption extends everywhere. And in a universal way, everything I did, everything I suffered, is at the disposal of everyone and each one. One. Now this is for us. Luisa. One is the little newborn of my divine will. And therefore, the whole entire universe shall receive in a universal way all the goods, all the manifestations, all the knowledges of my divine will that, like a sacred deposit, I, God, have deposited in you, Luisa Picaretta, so that more than a splendid sun, it may shine in innumerable rays to illuminate the whole entire world. The new day is coming. The new day is almost here. It is found in Luisa. Listen to what he says. One is Luisa Picaretta, the little newborn of my divine will. And the whole entire universe shall receive in a universal way, in a Catholic way, all the divine goods, all the divine manifestations, all the divine knowledges of my divine fiat, that, like in a sacred deposit, I, God, have deposited in you, Luisa, in this tabernacle of my fiat. In you, Luisa Picaretta. See, what's coming is Luisa. This is when the world sees Luisa, the world will say, I want this universal life. What? Just think about this. Our Lady has said that Jesus is going to produce His last and final miracle. What would be the last and final miracle to mankind? That's to see a soul living that universal life, that Catholic life, that divine life, in the divine will, in the glorified state. Think about it. What would it be? He says it right here. He says, in the whole entire universe shall receive in a universal way everything that I gave to you, Luisa, that I've deposited in you, Luisa. It's found in Luisa. So that more than a splendid sun, it may shine its innumerable rays to illuminate. You heard about the illumination of conscience. To illuminate the whole entire world. What is coming? What has God planned for His little children? Something that's spectacular. Something that's magnificent. Something that has never been seen before. We have the way it's going to be seen. We have what this is all about. And what this is all about is Luisa Picaretta. It's the Book of Heaven. It's Jesus Christ and the Blessed Mother found, given to Luisa. How magnificent is this? Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth has got something magnificent that the whole world is going to see. This is why he says in volume 24, the last chapter in volume 24, every Jew, every Buddhist, every Hindu, every Muslim, every Protestant is going to become Catholic. Why? They're going to see something that's going to say, each one is going to say, I want to be baptized Catholic. I want this universal life that's found in Luisa. See, what's coming is so beautiful. Don't look at the bad stuff that's all around. Look at the good stuff that's all around. There's only one person that's afraid of what's coming, and that's the devil himself. His kingdom is coming to an end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, this is end of part one. We'll begin part two next.